Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the parsha. This week's parsha is Parshas Tzav, and the beginning of the parsha talks about the offering of the carbon tamid, the daily offering brought upon the Mizbeach. The Torah refers it to it as the carbon ola, the ola offering, but it's specifically describing the process of the daily morning service of the bringing of the tamid offering, which is brought twice daily, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Among the many details discussed in this section is the idea that the Torah says that a fire must burn constantly upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar. And in fact, there is a great miracle which is described by the Talmud, that one of the many miracles which took place in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, was that the fire never was extinguished, even when it was raining, or even raining heavily, in the area, the fire was not extinguished. And this is listed as one of the 10 miracles which took place on a daily basis in the temple. Now, why all these miracles were necessary in the temple is beyond the scope of this message, but I do want to focus on an interesting question that is raised by Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, who was the primary disciple of the Gaon of Vilna. And he wonders, and he says, if God wishes to perform a miracle, that the fire on the altar never be extinguished, why is it necessary to go so far that when it rains, the fire did not go out? Go a step further and let God create a miracle that it would never rain in that area, period. Wouldn't that be a better approach? Instead of having this rain fall and have the fire not go out, let's just have it not rain on that spot in the first place. That is the question that he raises. And he explains that there's a very important message that Hashem is coming to tell us over here. That is that in life, sometimes it rains. And the altar, the Mizbeach, is the place where the Avodah, where the service of Hashem took place, where the offerings were brought, and that represents, in a specific sense, the offerings, the animals, and our prayers, which are in place of those offerings, but in a broader sense, it represents our service of Hashem. And says Rav Chaim Volozhiner that a lot of people are able to perform mitzvahs properly when it's not raining, when things are calm, when things are going well, when they don't have too many distractions. So then it's easy for them to be able to perform the mitzvahs, to serve Hashem and so on. However, when challenges start coming, when work-related challenges come up, when they have to work long hours to put bread on the table, when there's problems with family, when there's problems with health, and all the other myriad obstacles that we face in our daily lives and that make up our lives, so then people very often will become more lackadaisical in their performance of mitzvahs because they have a good excuse and they'll say, well, you know, I have a lot of challenges. And very often they're right. And it's not just an excuse. They're not just looking to get out of performing those mitzvahs. But the fact of the matter is that life gets in the way and challenges get in the way and make it challenging to be able to perform those mitzvahs, to study Torah, to pray properly, and so on. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Torah, Hashem is coming to tell us a very important lesson, and that is that fire has to keep burning, even when it's raining. If Hashem would create a miracle that the rain never falls, so the message would be that when things are calm and tranquil, when the sun is shining and the skies are blue, so then I serve Hashem. But I have no indicator, I have no paradigm for what happens when life gets challenging, when the skies are stormy, when there is rain falling, when things are getting in the way. What about then? So to that end, we have an altar with rain falling. And yet nonetheless, the fire of serving Hashem upon the altar is not affected in the slightest. That fire keeps burning right through all the downpour and the drenching rain. The fire keeps burning. And that is the lesson we have to take. Life does present obstacles. It does present challenges. We are going to have situations where things are tough. And we can either say, and very validly say, that it's too difficult and I can't properly serve Hashem. Or when the going gets tough, the tough get going. We don't let that rain extinguish our fire. We do our best under the circumstances. We keep pushing. We keep trying our hardest. That is the message we need to take out of this miracle of the fire constantly burning upon the altar. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. And today is Shushan Purim. I wish you a wonderful Shushan Purim.